In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay tuned. Today, the story of Shahid Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Beheshti. Dear listeners, Shahid Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Beheshti was born on October 24, 1928 in Isfahan. He very much liked to become an Islamic scholar, and that is exactly what he did. He was able to become a mujtahid after years of study under famous teachers of Qom Seminary as Ayatollah Murtaza Hari Yazdi and Allama Tabatabai. He learned English and began teaching it in one of the high schools of Iran. He obtained his PhD degree in 1959. Because he was very politically active against the Shah's regime, the Shah's intelligence agency, SAVAK, forced him to move to Tehran from Qom. Ayatollah Shahid Beheshti was very much fond of propagating Islam. For this reason, on the advice of Ayatollah Hayri and Ayatollah Milani, he migrated to Hamburg, Germany, to become the administrator of a mosque and the Youth Islamic Association in that city. There, he was very active in spreading profound Islamic teachings. Just look at who the revolutionary figures of Imam Khomeini's movement were. A person like Ayatollah Shahid Beheshti was a well-educated and committed scholar and academic who fought for the cause of Islam against the anti-Islamic regime of his time. If it wasn't for the struggles of people such as Shahid Beheshti, Islam would not be as influential in the world as it is now. And this is not an overstatement. It was the likes of these people who guaranteed the success of Islam and Muslims in the world. Ayatollah Beheshti was not the average person. He was a highly knowledgeable Islamic scholar who established religious schools and published many books. Apart from the high knowledge that he had of different sciences, he spoke to the world in different languages, including English.
The American government couldn't understand the background of Islamic revolution in Iran in many years, and they continue this misunderstanding in the present time too, and I am afraid that they will pay the price.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti was one of the greatest influential personalities during the Islamic Revolution of Iran, who played a crucial role in the events before, during, and after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. We talked about some of his cultural, social, and religious activities. He was also a very active political figure, because as you know, Islam is not only the laws of praying, fasting, zakat, and hajj. Rather, Islam is a political religion as well, which demands all Muslims to take part in every social and political event. He was a strong supporter of Imam Khomeini and engaged in a life-or-death struggle against the anti-Islamic regime of Shah and the world powers. Yes, Shah was anti-Islam, and he was being fought by all the supporters of Imam Khomeini. but Shah was the puppet of the Western powers, including the US and its allies. So anyone who was fighting the Shah's regime and opposing it was in fact fighting the world arrogant powers. Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti would visit Imam Khomeini from time to time when Imam Khomeini was in exile, for example in Iraq circa 1969 to 1970. It was around that time when Ayatollah Beheshti returned to Iran from Germany. This is when he continued his socio-political-cultural activities in Iran. His struggle against the Shah's regime once again began, and he was arrested and imprisoned several times by Savak. He was such a prudent, wise, and far-sighted man that Imam Khomeini trusted him and told him to form the Revolutionary Council in 1978. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Beheshti was considered a political and ideological leader in different socio-political arenas.
احترام به آزادی اندیشه و آزادی انتخاب از اصول اسلام است. باید این آزادی ها را محترم بشماریم.
اگر به راستی Respecting the freedom of thought and freedom of choice is a principle. In Islam, such freedoms must be respected. If you are a true Muslim and act in an offensive manner or become aggressive out of prejudice, then we friendly tell you not do so. Don't do that. It is not a right thing to do. And if others do so in the name of Islam, and they intend to scratch the pure image of Islam by doing so, then you, my friend, help us to stop them. Informing the public is one way to affect people's mind and to stop such acts. By the way, do you prefer to stop such acts always and only by force, power, and weapons, or by directing the ideas and affecting the minds and guiding them? Which one is better? Definitely guidance. Therefore, help in guiding people. Is the role of such free discussions weak in enlightening and guiding people? Thus, by discussions and exchange of opinions in a cooperative manner, on the one hand, and in an enlightening way on the other hand, we can help to develop recognition of the causes behind this problem and finding possible solutions. And we can thereby succeed in deep recognition of this social pain and finding the ultimate remedy.
شناخت ریشه‌دارتر این درد و یافتن درمان اصلی و یا درمان‌های اصلی موفق شد.
Special programs on the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran on IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. We're analyzing the character of Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti, the great revolutionary figure. By reading his biography, we see that this man went through a lot of trouble and made great effort to become a man who was respected by all committed Muslims in Iran and the world. His aim in forming the Islamic Republic Party was to identify and foster political and cultural elites. Ayatollah Beheshti played an important role in writing the Constitution of Iran as the second deputy chairman of the Assembly of Experts. He was a top political figure in Iran and had considerable influence on the political and social developments in Iran. He was even installed on different positions by Imam Khomeini, such as the head of Supreme Court of Iran. He was martyred while delivering a speech in the hall of the Islamic Republic Party on June 28, 1981, by a bomb explosion which was perpetrated by the MKO terrorist organization, which are known as the Hypocrites by Iranians. He, along with 72 of his fellow party members, were martyred in this tragedy. On the martyrdom of Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti, Imam Khomeini sends a passionate message. Let's listen to it.
منم در نوبت خودم به جامعه روحانیت و به مسلمین جهان و به مستضعفین تمام عالم هم تهنیت و هم تسلیت عرض میکنم.
In the first place, I would like to express to the clerical community and the people of Iran and Muslims of the world and the oppressed people of all the world, congratulations and condolences. Condolences because in various fronts, since the beginning of the movement till now, we have lost many of our youth and religious scholars, women and men. And this was a great tragedy and loss for Muslims. Especially this last criminal act which occurred was committed by American hands against those who were working on nothing except for the betterment of the Muslims. From the members of the parliament and from the government officials, ministers who were exceedingly valuable, lawyers who were valuable, and from judicial authority such as Mr. Beheshti. They were all targeted by the enemy ever since the Islamic Republic began to take shape.
رفتار، اعمال، گفتار و مواضع زماندار و رهبر جامعه مکتبی اسلام باید تجلی اسلام باشد. این یک اصل طبیعی است که الناس علی دین ملوکهم.
A leader's behavior, actions, words and standing positions in an Islamic community must fully manifest an image of Islam. This is a natural principle that people are affected by the rulers. The actions and behavior of a ruler and leader in society will influence people. This is a principle. People will look upon their leaders and rulers to act and will move in a way they have taken step into. Then, if a society is supposed to move towards God and in the way of God, then the rulers and leaders and every single aspect of their life, their behavior, attitudes, beliefs, worshiping, prayer, fasting, wearing style, family and lifestyle, honesty, trust, popularity, justice, all in all must be a symbol of Islam. The highest point of leadership refers to those perfect and outstanding individuals who are the total manifestation of Islam. All others must be measured based on this scale and norm.
اوج رهبری و امامت همان انسان‌های زبده تمام عیارن که تجلیگاه کامل اسلامن. همه دیگران را باید با اون مقیاس و معیار سنجید.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care. Goodbye.
Ya mazloom irtah, umr al-haq marah. Ya mazloom irtah, umr al-haq marah. ليك يا ظالم يوم تشرب أسى وجراح يا مظلوم ارتاح عمر الحق مراح ليك يا ظالم يوم تشرب أسى وجراح